movies, TV, streaming, all the things you should be watching. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, every week we talk to our friend Nick Johnston from Vanyaland.com about TV, movies, streaming. You know, we find out what's going to be coming out this week that we should be watching. So what do we got this week, Nick?
We have a bunch of good offerings. First up, we have the return of HBO's Succession, which every single person in the world binge-watched over the course of the last 3 years, probably except for me. So I'm going sort of off secondhand what I know here about it. But, of course, it's the continuing adventures and misadventures of the Roy family, who are media tycoons in their own right, and their battle for the children's battle for power over the father, played by Brian Cox's media empire and estate and everything else. And I've heard nothing but amazing things about this show always. It's just always a, you know, it's always chaos. You can barely fit in the time to watch, you know, enough movies into a week.
Right.
And then sitting down for a television show can be a difficult, difficult thing every once in a while. But I hear that if you just watch it, it'll pay off. You'll have a great time. And this is, of course, its final season.
Yeah, so, I've been watching the first couple seasons. Yeah, it is really good, and it almost feels like a movie the way that it's scripted and looks and everything like that. So I'm excited for it.
Absolutely, that airs on Sunday night on HBO and will be available pretty much almost immediately after on HBO Max, or maybe even at the same time. Who knows anymore? Next up is a contentious topic for anyone sort of above a certain area in Connecticut in terms of your baseball allegiances, but it still documents an icon, and that is Reggie, a new Amazon Prime documentary about Reggie Jackson, Yankees hero, everyone's most beloved, hated ball player up here who is not a former Patriot or a former Red Sox player. And the film just goes into the, biographical documentary, which covers pretty much the same old things you've seen a billion times, but with an added focus on his trailblazing career in the majors and including, with his time at the Yankees as well. So you can expect to see lots of famous faces and, you know, see lots of amazing plays and everything else there. But I genuinely know that half of your listeners, based on where you are in Connecticut, just turned off their car radio.
Right.
But yeah, that starts streaming on Amazon Prime Video this Friday.
Cool.
All right. And finally, we've got the one big amazing release of the week, which I was very fortunate enough to trek out during the middle of a blizzard to go see last week. Well, even though we didn't really get a blizzard up here, we got rain. But I went and saw John Wick Chapter 4, which is the latest installment in a franchise that was once about a guy getting revenge for his dog getting murdered and has become an entire web of intrigue and mystery and action and everything you could basically want out of a modern-day franchise. Keanu Reeves is back. He's got new companions, new enemies, new friends, you know, and some scores to settle once again. This is probably going to be the last John Wick movie, and it's got a runtime that most definitely kind of makes it seem pretty final. I think it's 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Which is surprising for a John Wick movie.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, they keep it up. That movie moves, and it is so much fun. The entire last hour of the film basically is a giant action sequence, and it is just absolute, you know, nirvana once again. My thesis about the John Wick movies is that the more complicated they become in the plot and the further they get away from that beautiful simplicity, the more involved and fun and interesting the action becomes.
Yeah.
I think that's the case here, because you'll want to fall asleep during the scenes about whatever is going on at the Continental or whatever, but those action scenes will wake you up, and it'll make you glad to be breathing.
Right. Sometimes you just want to go to the theater, have some snacks, and enjoy some good action. Like, that's what the movies are all about.
Absolutely. And, boy, it is so much fun, I got to tell you. And, he's paired with Donnie Yen, who is I've been watching all the Ip Man movies because of his appearance in this. And, once again, Ian McShane and Lance Reddick return. Rest in peace to Lance Reddick, anytime Lance Reddick appeared in a movie or a TV show, I put my fist in the air. I was so happy to see the guy. He was always such an amazing presence, and he's going to be sorely missed. He's one of those guys, one of those few dudes, it's funny because John Wick is basically a tribute to all of those guys. in positions like his, where they just show up in a movie and instantaneously it's made better.
Yeah.
But that hits theaters on Friday, and I cannot stress this enough. You go out and see it. If you have access to like an IMAX theater or a Dolby Cinema, go see it there because of the sound. You will trust me. You will get tinnitus from those gunshots. It's awesome.
You got some great stuff this week for people to watch. So, Nick Johnston, TV film writer for Vanyaland.com. You can read all his stuff there. Thanks a lot, Nick. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you then.